The World This Week, Business.
A report by a group of investigative journalists and Amnesty International claimed that the phone numbers of human rights activists, journalists and politicians were on a list of 50,000 potential targets of unscrupulous governments for hacking using Pegasus software, which is made by NSO, an Israeli spyware firm. Emmanuel Macron, Cyril Ramaphosa and Imran Khan, the leaders of France, South Africa and Pakistan, were reportedly on the list, along with the wife of Jamal Khashoggi, a journalist murdered by agents of the Saudi regime. NSO said the report was based on a misleading interpretation of the data and that it sold its software only to law enforcement agencies of vetted governments for the prevention of crime and terror acts. Jonathan Cantor was nominated by Joe Biden to head the Justice Department's Antitrust Division. Like Lina Khan at the Federal Trade Commission, Mr. Cantor is a critic of big tech, founding a law firm that represents smaller rivals to Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and Google. Bill Ackman scrapped a plan to buy 10% of Universal Music through his special purpose acquisition company. At over $4 billion, it was one of the most complex SPAC deals so far. Mr. Ackman will instead acquire the stake through his investment fund, Pershing Square. America's pandemic recession lasted only 2 months between February and April 2020, according to the National Bureau of Economic Research. It was the shortest American recession on record, but also one of the most severe. Ben & Jerry's announced that it would stop selling ice cream in Israeli settlements in the occupied Palestinian territories. The settlements are illegal under international law. Israel's Prime Minister, Naftali Bennett, warned the firm's parent company, Unilever, that there would be consequences for the move. Members of OPEC Plus, which includes Russia, reached an agreement to increase oil output, with the aim of curbing soaring prices, a factor behind recent inflationary pressures. The cartel will start pumping out more oil next month and gradually expand production further.